Yes, sirree, Pirate Pete. I'll lick your pests.
Great, Larry. This is wonderful. I'm feeling quite reassured. Okay, here's the lowdown on our problem. There's this Detective Coyote.
Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. Did you say a coyote? You mean a great big coyote? Not some tasty little fly? Not some tiny delicious ant? You want me to remove a coyote? Did someone call me Detective Coyote on the case? Take a look, Pirate Pete. Do you think a lizard can eat a coyote? Be realistic. I'm sorry. Besides, I like Detective Coyote. He's a good guy. I'd rather eat rubber broccoli.
Well, Larry the Lizard, it just so happens that we've got some rubber broccoli right here. Who has the rubber broccoli? Oh, there it is. Thank you.
Hold on, Whitson. I was just kidding. Rubber broccoli. I didn't really mean it.
Arr, useless lizard.
Lizard?
We'll just put the rubber broccoli aside in case we ever figure out a use for it.
Gosh, I hear my phone ringing. Someone has real pests. Flies, small bugs, things of that sort. Sorry, gotta go. Coyotes, broccoli. Pete, when you called me on the phone, you should have told me the whole story. Did I hear the word story?
You've done it again, Detective Coyote. Another word, another clue dropped by the runaway book. We're on the right trail. Let's put this new word, story, on our giant clue pad. Help me, everyone. What does it say? Now the giant clue pad reads, the hero of the story.
It still isn't a sentence, Whitson. Well, there must be more clues. I've got my magnifying glass. There's many more miles to go. Onward.
You're right, Detective Coyote. Onward!